We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Temperatures should be heading in the correct direction as we get into the weekend. Right now, though, still very cold at 5:07 on KDKA. An earthquake hitting the east coast of the United States this morning, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. It caused buildings to shake and rattled the nerves of people from Maryland all the way to Maine. The quake was 4.8. The epicenter near Lebanon, New Jersey. Struck a little before 10:30 this morning, strongest recorded in the Northeast in more than a decade. No immediate reports of any major destruction or any fatalities. Local and regional officials from the cities in the earthquake zone said inspections had already been launched. They're checking on buildings, bridges, and other infrastructure that were not damaged to make sure that everything is okay. Cleanup crews been working from the early morning hours today to remove water from the bathtub section of the Parkway East. It was heavily flooded as the Ohio River overran its banks this week. The area located between Grant Street and Fort Pitt Bridge was reopened to traffic about 11:45 this morning, along with the ramp from Grant Street to westbound I-376 and the ramp from the Boulevard of the Allies to westbound 376. PennDOT crews pumping the water. They cleaned up the mud and the debris from the area once the river receded prior to the roadway reopening, according to PennDOT's Steve Cohen. The Ohio River at downtown Pittsburgh crested at more than 28 feet Thursday morning, exceeding the original forecast as heavy rain left parts of the Golden Triangle, the North Shore, and pockets all around western Pennsylvania underwater. The worst flooding the region has seen in nearly 20 years, leaving landslides, road closures, traffic jams, and heavy cleanup in the aftermath. More Family Dollar locations set to close in western Pennsylvania following an announcement last month that the company will shutter more than 1,000 locations. At a small shopping center in Duquesne, the Family Dollar sits between an already empty storefront and a clothing store outside the location at 27 Duquesne Boulevard, draped with a store-closing banner and shelves inside almost completely empty. The store was not given a set closing date by management, said a store associate working the register. It will officially shut down once all the merchandise in the store is sold. In Sheridan, a Family Dollar location at Sheridan Boulevard, set to close April 14th, according to a store associate there. Not clear how many Western Pennsylvania stores are going to be shuttered. Family Dollar officials did not respond to questions about future closures. A new and improved inbound portal in the Armstrong Tunnel will reopen this month, marking the halfway point of a multi-million dollar rehab project that started more than a year ago. The new Armstrong Tunnel will be a much safer experience, both for drivers and pedestrians. That's what good infrastructure is, said the county executive Sarah Inamorato. City and state officials announcing that the inbound portal connecting 2nd Avenue at Philip Murray Bridge and Forbes Avenue at the end of the Duquesne University campus will reopen April 13th, more than a year after it was shut down to the public. U.S. economy adding 303,000 jobs in March. That was significantly higher than what economists had forecast. They were thinking it would be 200,000 jobs in the month. The reading matches the largest one-month boost in payroll since May 2023, a significant increase from the 270,000 added in February and the 256,000 that were added in January. The unemployment rate declined slightly to 3.8%. The wage growth coming in at 4.1% over the last year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Have we hit a turning point in the war between Israel and what's happening in Gaza with the fight against Hamas? Israeli airstrikes that claimed the lives of seven World Central Kitchen aid workers stunned and outraged many in the United States and around the world, including Democrats in Congress, fueling a fresh effort by lawmakers to push President Joe Biden to impose conditions on U.S. military aid to Israel. Frustration's been mounting for months among Democrats in Congress over how the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government has carried out its military offensive in Gaza and the dire humanitarian conditions faced by Palestinian citizens. Monday's lethal strikes, however, on the World Central Kitchen team jolted many lawmakers and their aides, who say the attack could serve as a defining moment for America's approach to the war in Gaza and U.S. relations with Israel. Among them, Democratic U.S. Senator Peter Welch of Vermont, saying the attack on the aid convoy is, quote, an indication that there has been no modification of the Netanyahu war plan, quote, and it's also creating increased concern among more and more of my colleagues, said the senator. The son of LeBron James declaring for the NBA draft, but he might go back to school. How is that possible? Well, Bronny James, the elder son of the Lakers superstar LeBron James, declared for the 2024 draft today in a social media post. He played his college basketball at Southern California, but says he also is entering the NCAA transfer portal, thus maintaining eligibility if he decides to go back to school. James will work out and meet with NBA teams, determining if he wants to turn pro and perhaps where his draft position might be. He has until June 16th to take his name out of consideration and could then go back to school. Said the younger James, I've had a year with some ups and downs, but all added to the growth for me as a man, a student, and an athlete. I made the decision to enter the NBA draft while maintaining my college eligibility and will also be entering the NCAA transfer portal. By the way, his college coach at University of Southern California just took another job, which probably is the reason why he is looking at the transfer. And starting Saturday, the Frick Pittsburgh is offering a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see European masterworks from its art collection in Pittsburgh and the Frick Collection in New York City. Vermeer Monet Rembrandt, forging the Frick Collections in Pittsburgh and New York, opens tomorrow and continues through July 14th at the museum and Clayton, the former Frick family home in Point Breeze. This is a chance to see works from both collections together for the first time. The exhibition also includes work by Degas and El Greco. The exhibition has been 10 years in the making, says the executive director of Frick Pittsburgh, Elizabeth Barker. The exhibition is free to Frick members, $24 for others at the Frick Park, at the Frick Pittsburgh.org. Tickets are already more than 50% sold out for tomorrow's opening day. The two museums have never collaborated like this before to showcase the personal art collections of Henry Clay Frick and his daughter, philanthropist Helen Clay Frick. It is 15 minutes past 5 o'clock on KDKA. That wraps up today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories driving headlines on this, the 5th day of April.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.